Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, it is a wonderful day. Yes, a wonderful day. Praise God. We are just happy to have you in our presence this day, and we're going to move as quickly as possible. We know we always start off with our prayers and concerns. And our prayers and concerns today are for our families, our nation, our leaders, our communities, and of course, ourselves. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for just allowing us to come together, to be on one accord, just to be in your presence, God. We are grateful today, Lord. We come lifting up the families, Lord, families all over this nation, God. Master, you know what the family need. God, you ordain family. Lord, we ask that you draw families closer together, God. Oh, let one not fall without the other. Let the other one be concerned about his sister or his brother, oh God, and desire to see what must I do to aid my sister or my brother. Master, we ask that you look upon our leaders, the leaders, oh God, that you have in place, oh God. They're not in place on their own, but they're in place because you have put them in place. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to allow them to be accountable, oh God. Yeah, to be accountable for their actions, oh God. We ask you right now. Yes, yes. We lift up our communities to you, O God. We know some of our communities are shattered, O God. Some of our communities are broken. Some of our communities are in fear, Master. Some of our communities have no peace. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon our communities, God. Grant us peace, O God. Enable us to live in a peaceful atmosphere, Master. We ask you right now, as we come and we lift up ourselves to you. Yeah, we lift up us, ourselves. Master, we need you, and we can't get along without you. We ask that you crown us with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Prick our hearts, oh God, that we will be concerned, not just with our own homes, but with our neighbors, oh God. Our neighbors, who are our neighbors? Our neighbors are far and near. Help us, oh God, to understand your precepts, God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And everybody said, amen. We give praise and we give reverence to an almighty God, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who is the El Shaddai, who is our special one. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's our special one. We're just going to move quickly into this lesson that we have this day, because this lesson is kind of long, and it's just something that has been put upon my heart to share. Yeah. And so we just ask for you to move quickly with us. As we go into the word today, is to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Yeah, we know that so many of us are so trodden down. Our spirits is low. We live now with no hope. We forget who we are in Christ. Yeah. Well, here is where God takes the weak. He takes sometimes the humble, he takes the fearful people, and he uses them to do wonderful things. Gideon was a military leader. He was a judge. He was a prophet whose calling and victory over the Midianites is recounted in chapter 6 through chapter 8 of the books of Judges. Gideon, like many of us, doubted his own ability. He had suffered so many defeats and failures that he even put God to test. Not once, but three times. Are you listening to me? God can accomplish great things through us if we forget our weaknesses and follow his guidance. Be a follower. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn with me to Judges chapter 6. We're going to go quickly into verse 1. We just thank God. We thank God. We thank him for his word. The Israelites did what was evil in the Lord's sight. So the Lord handed them over to the Midianites for 7 years. Seven years. Look at that. Seven. Now the Israelites, they were always doing what? The wrong thing. Hello. The wrong thing. Just as some of us are always doing the wrong thing. We don't think before we speak. We speak out of turn. We don't do the right thing when we should have. Yeah. Always. Always. Over and over and over. Verse 2. The Midianites were so cruel that the Israelites fled. They flew. They ran to the mountains where they made hiding places for themselves in caves and dens. They hid from their captors. Yeah, they ran. They escaped. See, even today, God will allow punishment to take place with us in 2017. Yes, 21st century, somebody is being punished right now as we speak. Somebody is not listening to what God has said to them. Somebody. I don't know who they are, but somebody. Verse 3. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops. Now remember, they had ran from their captives. They ran and they hid. They were living in the mountains. So whenever they would plant their crop, yeah, the Miranders, from the Midianites, Amalek, and the people of the east would attack the Israel. These people were the raiders. These were the looters. These were the robbers who would come and steal and take. Whenever we don't take heed and do what the Lord tells us to do, we will be sorry. We will be sorry. Some of us. Because some of us, it's going to take more than just one time for God to show us the light. Yeah. It's sad to say, but for some of us, it takes more discipline than others. Verse 4, the land and destroying, they were trying to take their land and destroying the crops as far away as Gaza. They left the Israelites with nothing, to taking all their sheep, taking all their ox and their donkeys. Yeah, there were looters who would steal from the Israelites who decided to do the evil, probably worshiping Baal. Yeah, the Israelites who did evil themselves. Now they were getting evil done to them. What it says? What goes around what? It comes around. Yeah, never forget. What you did may just come back to you. It comes back to haunt you. This is a spiritual principle. Yeah. So look at this. They probably was committing idolatry. And evil, and any other evil acts, any other evil deeds that you can imagine. Yeah. Verse 5. Enemies, hoarders, coming with the cattle and tents and thick as locusts arrived on the droves of the camels, too numerous to count. They stayed until the land was stripped. They stripped their land bare. Yeah. Yeah. When we choose to do the wrong thing and put God on the back shelf or the back burner, or sometimes we put him far away, out of our mind, out of our thoughts, out of our lives, completely shut him out. Soon we will be sorry. Soon we will be sorry. Soon we will run and cry unto the Lord. Verse 6 says, so Israel was reduced to starvation by the Mennonites. Then the Israelites cried out. Then the Israelites, what? They cried out. They cried out for help. See, they knew God. They knew the Redeemer. They knew where their help was. But so many times, we want to lean to the left and lean over there and stay over there for a little while, stay a little while longer, thinking nothing is going to happen, nobody's going to see us, and we get in trouble. Glory to God. And we thank God. Conditional love. Did you hear what I said? His unconditional love is a love that no matter what we do, he still loves us. Hallelujah. No matter what we do, he still comes to help us. He comes to our aid. Are you listening to me? Verse 7, and it says, when they cried out to the Lord because of the Mennonites, why is it apparently because it was too hard? It was too hard to bear. It was too hard. Yeah. So, who do we turn to when we get in a situation, when we get stuck, when there seems like there is no hope for us? Who do we turn to? Fill in the blank. Just fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Who do you turn to? Verse 8. The Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites. He said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. He said, I brought you up out of slavery. Are you listening to me? You know, sometimes God have to come, and when he come, he got to remind us, hey, you're mine. I'm the one who came and redeemed you. Glory to God. Because so often we forget. Oh, we forget. We forget today. We forget in a minute. We forget. Verse 9. And rescue you. He came and he rescued you from the Egyptians and from all who oppressed you. He said, I drove out your enemies and gave you their land. Are you listening to that? That's what God did. But do we show that we are appreciative? Do we have an inkling of who God is? Yeah, look at that. Verse 10. I told you, I am the Lord, your God. You must not worship the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you now live. But you have not listened to me. Wow, do that sound familiar to anybody? Can anybody really attest to this? Can anybody say this just happened to them last week? Could anybody say this just happened to me last evening? That God had to come and deliver me out of a situation that he told me not to get into. Glory to God. Now, what I want to do here, I'm just going to paraphrase verse 8 and verse 9 and verse 10. We can clearly see for ourselves in these verses that God has delivered all of us. Yeah, my sisters and my brothers. From something or from someone. Yeah, or for something, he has delivered us. But having a hard heart, we continue to follow the evil gods, the strange gods. Yeah, the God that say, don't go to church on Sunday. The God that say, wash your car, your house, clean your house on Sunday. The God that say, don't get up and give praises to God. The God that says, don't acknowledge him. The God that said, don't open that Bible. The God that said, when you see that brother, that sister from that church coming, go the other way. How many of us have turned our backs on God? Yeah. How many of us just don't even have a prayer of thanksgiving in the morning? How many of us lay down every night and don't even thank him for the day? At the end of the day, how many of us have turned their backs? Verse 11, the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the oak tree of Ophrah, which belonged to Jonas of the clan of Abnesha. Gideon's son, Jonas, had been threshing the wheat, the bottom of the wine press, to hide the grains from the Mennonites. They were constantly hiding food, hiding their grain, hiding their cattle, hiding their ox. They were constantly doing this. Yeah. They were always on the run. They were never feeling safe. Verse 12. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, mighty hero of the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Yeah. In spite of everything you've been doing. I'm talking to somebody. This is to encourage you that it ain't over until God says. Did you hear me? God is going to say when it's over. Look at that. Sometimes it takes situations like this. Whatever that situation that you're in. Yeah. That you got yourself in. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Sometimes it takes situations like this that can actually captivate you and hold you hostage for you to understand, for you to see who God is and how you should be more grateful, how you should have an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. To the one who loves you. Yeah. Verse 13, and it says, sir, Gideon replies. Now remember, Gideon right now is talking to the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is present. He replied, if the Lord is with us. Now this is hypothetical. Yeah. Because see, so many times when we're in this thing, when we have walked outside of God, we begin to wonder if we go into hypothetical, we begin to question because we're uncertain now. And whose thought is it? Our own. Glory to God. Look at that. Gideon says, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say that the Lord brought us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Mennonites. Oh, how fast do we forget? How soon do we forget what we have done? Glory to God. Soon. Quick. In a hurry. How soon do we forget? Forget what our actions are. Yeah, forget that we have been partying all night, sleeping with everyone, with a short skirt, with a short skirt, stealing our friends' husbands, stealing funds that have no business being in our hands. How soon do we forget what our deeds have been? Glory to God. Verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, now remember this. Remember this. This is to encourage someone. Yeah, somebody needs to be encouraged right here. No matter what you've done, no matter how bad it look, we got a Savior. Hallelujah. Who loves us unconditionally.
Yeah. He loves us in spite of.
Hallelujah. Look what he says. Verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Mennonites. He said, I am sending you. Yeah, you who have been broken down, you who have been in sin. But he heard your call. You called him. Hallelujah. Straighten up yourself. Put on your breastplates. Come on now. Put on your shoes of preparation. Get your sword. Get it. Glory to God. He said, be encouraged. Be encouraged here, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. And he has plenty of love. Plenty of love and kindness to go around. Be encouraged. Verse 15, but the Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is weak in the whole tribe. Yeah. And I am the least, of my entire family. Look at that. How easily do we forget Almighty, all-knowing, all-loving God, that he owns everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. They all belong to him. Hallelujah. All he has to do is speak it. Come on now. Even he has the ability to just blink his eyes. Woo! Blink them. Yeah. And everything that he's dealing with right now would be done. It would be over with. Glory to God. Verse 16, the Lord said to him, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Mennonites. Second chance. He's a second chance God. Hallelujah. And he said, and you will destroy the Mennonites. And if you were fighting, look at this, as if you were fighting with one man. Are you listening to me? He has the power. He has the ability. So why do we forget who he is? Why do we turn our back on someone mighty who has the power, hallelujah, to redeem us? Not just to redeem us, but to keep us. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage somebody. He's talking to you right now, telling you to take a stand. He's telling you to stand up. Stand up. To you who are feeling you're all alone. Yeah, sure, you've sinned against God, but be encouraged. Today, the battle is not yours. It's not yours. It's not about you. It all belongs to our Almighty God. It belongs to him. Proverbs 24:10 says, for us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and never, never lean to our own understanding. That in all our ways, we're going to acknowledge him. Why? Why are we going to acknowledge him? Because he is going to direct us. And if he directs us, he's going to direct us into good things. He's going to direct us into where we're going to receive goodness of the Lord. Yeah. We're going to receive the protection of the Lord. Hallelujah. Things which are impossible with man or possible with God. Oh, you're listening to me. I just want to encourage somebody. If you're feeling like you're at your last, if you're feeling like you're sinned and you're never going to be able to get back in the right standing with God, he's telling you right now in this lesson, look at that. When Gideon called them, he called them. And he showed up. He sent the angel. The angel of the Lord appeared. Are you listening to me? So all you have to do, call him. Yeah. Repent before the Lord. Go to him. Let him know, hey, God, I messed up. Yeah. I need to be back in right fellowship with you. I need you, oh God. I cannot get along without you. Trust God. Even when you can't trace him, you don't see it, know that he's there. Hallelujah. no weapon. That's what he said. He said, no weapon formed against you. It's going to prosper. He said, every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, he said he will condemn it. He will knock it down. But who is he talking to? He's talking to his own. He's talking to his followers. He's talking to his believers. He's talking to his children, the children of God, the ones who desire to walk in his way, the ones who desire to walk in his presence, the one who desires to walk in his likeness. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. You can do this. Yeah, you can do it. Sin is very tempting. Sin looks so delightful. Sin looks so excitable. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked by the enemy. Trust God. Yeah, trust him. He's the one who will make a way. When it seems there is no way, he will make a way for you and for me. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we're just grateful today for you. We thank you, God, for your love and your kindness, oh God. We thank you for your mercy, God, because your mercies are new every day, God. Master, we thank you. And we receive this word today, God, to be encouraged, oh God. Yeah, to be encouraged. Yes. To let us know that we can move on to the next level, that it's not the end, oh God. That you still love us, God. Oh, Master, we're grateful today. We're grateful for your many blessings that you have showered upon us, oh, God. Even when we didn't do the right thing, Master, we are just grateful. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, yeah, to look at our heart, God. As we come and we repent, oh God, for what we have done. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to come into our heart, oh God, to clean us, oh God, to wash us, Master, creating us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit, oh God. We ask you right now that we will be changed for the rest of our days and that we would serve you, God. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. There is no other God by way that men can be saved, but only through the name of Jesus. Call his name. Jesus. Call him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to remind you all that we'll be back here next Friday evening. Yeah. And Sunday from 7 to 8 o'clock with God's Favorite Ministries. You know, just be encouraged. Be encouraged. It's not over until God says it's over. Put you on your shoulder or whisper it in your ear and say, it's over. Keep doing what he has commanded you to do. Yeah. Trust him. Don't lean to your, to the right or don't lean to the left. Stay focused. Stay centered, hallelujah, and what the Most High God has to say to you. Follow him. Don't follow nobody else. Follow him. Yeah. Open up your heart so you can follow the Almighty God. And remember that today was for you to be encouraged. Yeah, because we live in a world where nobody encourages anyone anymore. You have to learn to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm more than a conqueror because I love the Lord. Trust him. Be of good cheer. And we'll see you back on Friday. Be blessed. Amen.